Hey, everybody. Whoa, that was really loud. Sorry. Thought you'd get rid of me. No, it's your girl, Jessie Mae. It's another Sharp Tongue podcast. My voice is a little weak. I'm weak as a kitten, as my mom's ex-boyfriend used to say. I am weak as a kitten. I'm doing okay. It's not the COVID. It's just exhaustion from life in general, as I'm sure you're experiencing as well. I just really want to thank you again. I know I've been saying thank you so much, but everything I'm going through has been so difficult, and this podcast has given me just a boost of life and a purpose beyond anything I thought it would and beyond my expectations. So thank you so much. And also thank you to my sponsors, Mudwater, for their support. You guys are still going to get 15% off your order, your entire purchase at mudwater.com. mudwtr.com/sharptongue. Use the promo code sharptongue to get 15% off your entire order. If you're like, what the fuck is mud water? It sounds gross. It's not gross. It's delicious. I drink it every day. I've used mud water for years. It's filled with adaptogens. Adaptogens are really helpful in helping you manage your stress. Everybody's got stress. 2020's a bitch. Stress is not anything that is, you know, lacking these days. We all have a lot of it. It's everywhere. It's in your closet. It's in your car, your family, your career, your life. Stress is everywhere. We need help managing it. Mudwater is dope. It helps me with minimal anxiety. I can't drink coffee. First of all, coffee makes me crap like a woodland creature. It's unnatural. Secondly, I can't sleep at night. Coffee makes me stress the fuck out. So Mudwater is the one thing I found that like makes me feel sharp without the sharts. Go to mudwater.com/sharptongue. Not sharp tongue, sharp tongue, as in the podcast. Use the promo code sharptongue to get 15% off your entire order. They're going to be like, why did we have her as a collaboration? She's mentioning sharts. No, but seriously, it is such a delightful product. I don't really like to hawk a lot of stuff. You guys know that. I use it every single day, and I highly recommend it, so check it out. Also, my YouTube page, please subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your auntie, tell your single uncle. Your girl is there. YouTube.com/JessieMayPeluso. Hit me up. Like and subscribe. I appreciate you. You guys know how to find me on Cameo, the Cameo app, if you want custom videos made to send to your uncle who just got divorced from your auntie who you didn't like anyways and she wasn't even related to you by blood, and you just got your uncle who's just like fresh and cute and plays acoustic. I'm down for that. If he's got originals he's playing, that's a little awkward, but I'll, you know, if the dick is good, I'll smile at the songs. Hit your girl up on the Cameo app, download it to your phone, and I can make you custom videos. And as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you feel like leaving us a review, do it. Leave a review. I will read some of them sometimes and let you know that I appreciate you. And speaking of appreciation, if you want to join the fan club, join the fucking fan club. Patreon.com/JessieMayPeluso. Exclusive videos are going up there. I just posted one today. It's been a hot minute because my mom has been sick. Fear not, No Pants Nance is filled with life. She is fighting. She is strong. She is healing. And anybody out there who needs some extra energy, I'm sending it your way. Please send some my way for my mom. She could really use it right now. No Pants Nance is not out of the woods, but she is strong, and she is a fucking fighter. I'll tell you that much. And this episode is, every episode is going to be dedicated to her from here on out. But this episode is special. We talk a lot about pain, and we address some Dr. Peluso questions. You guys can post on my IG story every Monday. If you want some advice from yours truly, go to my Instagram page, go on my Instagram story. There will be a slide there where you can enter a question that I'll either answer on my IG page or this podcast. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you guys. I hope you enjoy this episode with your village doctor, board uncertified, Dr. Peluso.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up. This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Yes. We are here. We are here. Hello, everybody. I believe it is Election Tuesday. Ruh-roh. We don't know which way it's going to go. Well, luckily for you, this is not a political podcast, so you don't have to worry yourself. This is a little break from everything that's going on, kind of. I mean, I keep it real with what's going on in my life, and a lot has been happening. That's why I'm drinking red wine against the doctor's orders. Doc Amon, who we had on the podcast last week, told me that I can't have this. Well, I'm just going to wait until he actually scans me to see what's really going on with the brain. But for now, I'm drinking Well Red, which is an organic type of red wine. I usually drink Our Daily Red. I think this is the same blend, just a different label, because this is from Trader Joe's and the other one's from a different grocery store. So there might be some like beef. You know how there's like inner grocery store beef. Well, cheers, everybody, because the world is fucking ending. Actually, I really don't have that mindset. I know everybody kind of jokes about, 2020 is shit. I think 2020 is one of the greatest years ever. Honestly, truly. I think 2020, I just got to get my hair right. I'm going to turn the video the other way so I don't look at myself, because I'm way too much of a Virgo to be looking at myself right now and be comfortable just in one position when I can see everything. Fuck it. I have certainly experienced a multitude of difficulties this year. My tour got canceled. I went through a breakup. And my mom has been in the ICU for 6 weeks. I mean, my mom's like, has 2020 been rough? Hold my boxed wine. I'm about to show you what really can go down. You know, my mom's so dramatic. She's like, oh, I haven't seen you in months, so I'm going to go into the ICU for 6 weeks. Like, it's just rude. It's just rude. She could have just called me. She didn't have to go and have all these complications to get me to show up. But she did. And she's still in the ICU, y'all. That's why I'm drinking the red wine. Anybody else out there dealing with it? Cheers. Sometimes you just got to say, fuck it, you know? Especially because it's an election. Especially because it's 2020. Fuck it. Sorry, Dr. Amon, but fuck it for now. And then I'll get my shit together. You know, as much as one can. Let's be real. Because honestly, I feel like I'm doing fine. A lot of you guys out there complained because the banner that I keep on the bar here that I keep on the video is too thick and you can't see my boobs. Well, there you go. There. Is that better for you? That you can see? This isn't OnlyFans. Okay? And I'm going to start an OnlyFans and I'm going to do my own type of broadcast on there for you perverts, but I'm not showing my butthole. I'm not showing my coochie hole. Maybe my feet. I might show my feet and maybe parts of my foot knuckle. I don't know. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. But back to my mom. She's still in the fucking ICU. It's so hard. It really is so, so hard. Because right now, the ICU in Syracuse, where she is, she's at Kraus. And please respect privacy and all of that. I appreciate all of your support. But I know there's, you know, people out there that sometimes take liberties. And I appreciate you wanting to support me. But I'm not like I'm, what am I, the royal family? Somebody's going to show up in my mom's ICU room? I mean, you never know. But you're not going to be able to because New York State just paused and halted all visitation. So now we can't even see my mom, which is frustrating because, as you guys know, a lot of healing comes from your family and your support group. So now we're FaceTiming. We've been FaceTiming. I'm back in California, so I would have to FaceTime her regardless. And it's difficult because she can't talk right now. So I'm having to read her lips, which I'm not a speech pathologist. I don't fucking know how to read lips. I'm not some sort of like spy from World War II. I don't read lips. I have ears. I've developed most of my senses, thankfully. Knock on wood. I'm not in Crystalia's studio. Everyone just calm down. I thought it would look good and I fucking regret it. I'm going to get a different wall in my studio and my ex put it up. So I want to get rid of all of it anyways, just to get rid of the juju. But it's been difficult because I have to FaceTime with my mom and I took a really cute photo. She honestly looks really good. It's so hard because I can't get to her. I'll show you guys. You can see the photo here. It's on the video. So if you're listening, you won't be able to see it. But I'll post it on the video proper. But there's my little face. There's my mom in her hospital bed. It's been very trying. And I don't know what's going to happen. And that's like one of the most frustrating things. People aren't meant to wonder. Not that we're not meant to wonder, but being in uncertainty is so stressful, especially for a Virgo. I know I've said I've made a reference to astrological signs twice now, but it's real. It is real life. Trust me. I'm so anal when it comes to any sort of details. Or if you're like, oh, I got to tell you something, but I'll tell you later. No. You're going to tell me now and you're going to give me the full story. And that's the only way this is going to go. That's how I am. I have to plug this in. Hold on. We're so professional today. Who gives a shit? I honestly am having a hard time. I'm struggling with not knowing what's going to go on with my mom. And I don't know if it would be the same if my dad were still alive, but because my dad is also gone, I'm like, hey, I'm not fucking ready to be an orphan. That's a dramatic term. Allow me to be dramatic. I'm not fucking ready for it. I'm only 38. I'm still young. Hold your tongue. Don't be rude. I still look good.
See? Look, are you kidding me?
I got my face. Hold on. Wait, let me just get away from the microphone. I got to show the people on the video. Are you kidding me? I look good. I don't have an ounce of makeup on besides on my lips. And I just, you know, I'm single. So I want motherfuckers to know I got DSLs. But on a serious note, I'm not ready to be an orphan. Are you ever ready? I guess your age is irrelevant. I guess it's harder for me because my parents are amazing parents. Even though my dad's gone, he's still a great dad. That whole life we had together, that's not gone. It's if he were still here and we were living long distance and we couldn't communicate at all, it would be the same thing. It's just a way to find how they exist in your life in a different way. But I'm not ready to be a fucking orphan. So Nancy can't go anywhere. I literally told her, you can't go anywhere. Sorry, bitch, we got Marshalls to go to. It's sweater weather. Nancy, you picked the worst season to get sick in. It's fucking sweater weather. We got to go to Marshalls. We got to go to TJ Maxx. That's not how we sound in Syracuse. We got to go to Marshalls. We got to go to TJ Maxx. We got to go to Ross Dress for Less. We don't have Ross Dress for Less, but you get the point. Nance, I told the doctors, I had a very long conversation. I talked about this on the podcast before. One of the doctors there, one of the main neurologists, speaking all of these medical terms, a lot of medical terminology, and telling me outcomes and talking about, you know, scans and all this. And he's like, is there anything else you need from me? And I was like, yeah, a little bit of fucking spirit, a little bit of love, Because if I can't be there, I need you to love my mom. I need some love in that fucking room. You know? And that's, that to me is the hardest part about this whole COVID shutdown that is happening in my mother's ICU. And I understand it. And I get it. I don't want to compromise her. I would, there's no way I'd live with myself. You know, if I were the one that got amoebas into her system, bye. I'm walking into the ocean. See ya. Killed Nancy. Killed No Pants Nance because I had a cough. But it makes it that much more difficult. This is not a political conversation. This is a human conversation. But when your president says, learn to live with the disease that is killing people, and a disease that is preventing me from seeing my fucking mother who is severely ill, I have a problem. I'm not saying Biden is the solution. I don't know what the fucking solution is. But it's frustrating to hear your so-called leader tell you to live with a disease that is restricting you from seeing the woman you came from. Fuck off. That's what I have to say. I don't give a shit what side of the political spectrum you're on. It's insensitive. And maybe it's taken me to be in this position to have a point of view that's a little bit more aggressive and a couple glasses of wine. But seriously, fuck off. Live with it. I'm FaceTiming my mother who's in a fucking hospital bed. And some people haven't even gotten that. So, you know, you got to be grateful for what you got. And you have to learn how to truly squeeze joy out of the day. Fuck, if it ain't hard right now, I'm trying to squeeze joy out of like blades of grass. And that's not like an innuendo, but it's also an innuendo. Like literally I'm out in grass like, I love grass. Grass is great. I feel so grateful for this moment. But then I'm also like smoking my joint. Like, where is my joint? Why am I miming smoking a joint? I should just have a joint. I did not properly prepare for this podcast. You're welcome for the alliteration. My joint is way on the other side of the room. That's okay. Point of the matter being, A, you can't just learn to live with a disease that is this limiting, restrictive, and difficult to deal with when you have a mother who is immunocompromised and who has lung disease. I can't just learn to live with it. Sorry, you Cheeto-tard. I can't. And B, the world is not ending. Yes, it's very trying and it's very difficult and it feels like there's no end in sight and it feels like everything's falling the fuck apart and it very well may be. The fibers of our society may be falling apart a little bit, but it doesn't mean we can't rebuild. It doesn't mean we can't come back stronger, both individually and as a society. Now is the time to break down the shit that's been holding you back. Whatever that is. Your relationship, your career, your shitty diet, your shitty lifestyle, your shitty boyfriend, your shitty girlfriend, husband, your fucking stupid cat, whatever it is that's been holding you back, get the fuck rid of it. Stop making excuses and improve your life. Oh, it's easy for you to say. Excuses. I don't want to hear it. Beep, 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 beep. I don't want to fucking hear it. Do you know how much shit I have been through? Do you know how many things I have overcome in my own individual life? And I'm here in a tie-dye shirt, somewhat cheery. You can fucking do it too. I've been swearing a lot. I apologize. I'm not drunk. I've only had a couple glasses. I'm fired up. There's a fire inside me, and it's not a UTI. It is not. It's gratitude. Can you guys hear the wine decanter? It's gratitude. My wine machine just taking away all of the things that make me sound like I have allergies. I'm filled with gratitude and I'm a little bit fiery, yes. But I'm telling you, now is the time to discover who you really are and what you're really capable of. And I promise you, you're capable of so much more than you think, so much more than your friends think, so much more than your teachers think and your family and you've been told. You're capable of so much more. It's just a matter of you believing it and creating a plan for yourself to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. I don't know what it is about me that I have this drive to improve people. But my nails look really good. I have a drive to share what I've learned in difficult times, because if I can get through rape and abuse and neglect and, you know, the ripples that those things have on your adult life, and then getting over losing someone and breakups and the passing of my father and him being sick and now my mom and my career sort of, you know, my tour ending, like all these things, if I can get through this and still maintain an outlook, a positive outlook, you can too. That's the whole point. You've got to find what drives you. And one of the things that drives me, that I love, Dr. P. This is a Dr. Peluso episode. I love giving out advice. I don't claim to be a professional. You guys know I'm board uncertified. I do not have a degree other than from the streets. But you guys keep asking and I'm going to keep answering. So let's get into some of these questions for Dr. Peluso. Grounded by Yoga asks, any idea when comics will start touring again? I was so bummed when you were canceled. Ah! Listen. Not soon enough. I've had inquiries for me to go out on certain dates, and I don't know what's going to happen to my mom, and I need to be able to get home as soon as I can, and I cannot risk anything getting in the way of that. So I have delayed everything. And I also don't want to go to a quarter-filled room. I don't like to function from a place of desperation. I like to function from a place of somewhat consideration and, you know, like a viable decision based out of the want to create something, not the need. So hopefully soon, grounded by yoga. We could all use a little yoga right now. Laid off, says my wife and I are down with, my wife and I came down with COVID. Oh shit. At least you both have it. It must be a little less stressful for both of you to have it, because now you don't have to worry about getting the other one sick. Unless it was a spiteful thing and one of you got sick first, then you coughed in their coffee. Which you guys probably should have seen a divorce lawyer before you got COVID, but too late. Good luck. I hope you guys rest. I'm hopeful you'll survive. And if not, you know, the world's overpopulated. I'm sure you had a good life. Jackie Malecki, 7. Are you heading back down towards Buffalo anytime soon? Girl, are you reading the news? A bitch isn't going to Buffalo. Hello? I don't care how good the chicken wings are. Is your cook coughing on them? Absolutely not. You won't see me there, but man, I miss those wings. Anchor Bar, Buffalo, New York. I see you. Woo! This is so delicious. John Griffin 456. My farts are absolutely brutal at night. I've sharted a few times because of it. What can I do? John, what are you doing, boy? Fella, what's going on? Look, I fart a lot, but it doesn't smell. So it's pretty natural to fart. If it smells bad and it's incessant, you need to change up your diet. You could have a food allergy. You might be eating too much fiber and not getting it at the right times of the day. But you also could have like something you're eating that is obstructing or causing an issue with your digestive system, not obstructing it, but bothering it. My voice is like almost gone. I apologize, you guys. I have like rarely any voice left. I think you should plug your butt and go to the doctor. Because if you're sharting yourself as a grown man a few times, sir, get your shart together. Literally, get your shart together. You should not be sharting that much. Like, figure your shart out. Go to Shark Tank. Create a device for your asshole and bring it to Shark Tank. And for that reason, I'm out. D. Hayden Fit. No question. How is Nancy? Thank you for asking. I touched on it a little bit. But here's the one thing I will say. I asked her. I said, Mom, do you feel like you don't want to fight? Do you feel like you don't have any fight left? And she shook her head. Not as in, no, she didn't have any fight, but no, she has fight. And that's so vital right now for her because we can't get to her. Because of this COVID restriction, we can't visit her. The visitation is completely halted right now. So for her to still have the will to live and the desire to live and to fight, I know that that can help her survive and thrive. So my mom is good. She's not out of the weeds or the woods. She's in the weeds and not out of the woods. But I appreciate you asking, and I'll let her know you asked. You know, if you could just send us some boxed wine, then she can drink it when she gets home. Ala Lola, I don't have much energy suggestions. This is a huge thing. Energy is something that when it's depleted, there's a lot of reasons that could cause that. The one thing that's the most obvious is sleep. How are you sleeping? You know, a good chunk of your sleep needs to be REM. I think it's like 30% of your sleep at least needs to be REM sleep. Meaning, because there's different stages in sleep, there's like light sleep, deep sleep, REM, and I think there's like something called like tiredness, which is it prefaces everything. The majority of your sleep needs to be that really, really deep REM sleep. So if you sleep for 8 hours and 6 of those hours are light and deep sleep, but only 2 of those hours are REM sleep, you didn't necessarily sleep well. And the quality of your sleep is also dependent on your lifestyle. What kind of life are you living? Energy is directly related to sleep and foods. What kind of fucking foods are you putting in your body? I don't put low quality dick foods or thoughts into my body ever. I mean, sometimes in my 20s all the time, but not now. I'm a grown ass bitch. So I would say, a la Lola, you should clean up your diet. Check your friends. Who are you keeping in your life? Someone's sucking your energy out. You got a fucking emotional vampire in your circle somewhere. If you eat well and you kind of are sleeping and you're still tired, you got to check your friend list. Let me tell you, there's a quote that I read. I forget who said it. If you know who it is, email me. JessieMayPelusoComedy@gmail.com. There's 3 types of people in the world. One, when they walk into the room, they make it worse. Another person who walks into the room and doesn't change it at all. And the third person is the type of person who walks into the room and makes it better. Who is in your life and what types of people are they and how are they affecting the room? And who are you? How are you affecting the room? Because I'll tell you, I've been all 3 in my life. I lately have teetered on being somebody who doesn't change the room at all because of where I'm at in my life. I don't think it's a bad thing to enter a room neutral. I think it's a good thing to improve the room, but that requires a lot of energy as well. And sometimes when you're in a place in your life where your energy is required elsewhere, when you enter a room in a social environment, you just kind of walk in. You don't need to impress. You don't need to make people feel good. Because you're conserving, you're preserving for your own life. But if you do have extra energy in that well, make the room better. I think that's something we can all achieve and all strive for. I certainly want to in my life. Hell, it's one of the reasons why I get on stage, why I do stand-up. I want to make the room better. I want to make your life better. But I can't make your life better unless you want it to be better. So it's up to you to make your life better. How are you going to fucking do that? That's what you have to ask yourself. And do you want that? I hope that helps you. Allah. Ooh la la. Halala. Ooh la la. Randy 402. What's up, Randy? You're always in the mix. It's not COVID. If you could only either smoke weed or drink red wine for the rest of your life, which one? Both. Why do I got to choose? Are you kidding me right meow? I got to pick wine or weed. Bye, Dr. Amen. Choosing both. Okay? I'm going to have a glass of wine and a blunt. Come for me. I'm living my best life. Living my best life. Yes. Can't make me choose between Jesus juice or the jazz cabbage. You can't make me choose between Jesus or Mother Nature. They're one and of the same. Fucking fruit fly. I'm not choosing. I choose both. I choose both. Diego Acuna, 13. Coffee just doesn't work on me and I'm tired. Okay, I'm glad that you showed up, Diego. Let me tell you, you know what I've been using, and they're a sponsor of the podcast, is it's a coffee alternative. It's got a seventh of the caffeine of a cup of coffee. It has amazing adaptogens in it, which I use on a daily basis. I have taken adaptogens for years now. I've taken ashwagandha for mood support and stress support, and I swear by it. And this product, it's called Mudwater, M-U-D-W-T-R. And you guys can get 15% off of your Mudwater purchase if you use code SHARPTONGUE at the checkout. 15% off your entire purchase. I highly recommend getting the jar of their Mudwater and the jar of their MCT and also the little frother thing. They froth it all up. Adaptogens are thought to reduce your stress, and it works for me. So whether it's a placebo effect or it actually is doing something, who gives a shit? Because it works for me. It helps me. It helps my stress support. It helps anxiety. I am not anxious at all. Actually, Mudwater reduces my anxiety because there isn't any caffeine. I mean, the caffeine is so minimal compared to coffee. There's lion's manes in it, cordyceps, reishi, chaga, ashwagandha, Himalayan salt, cacao, and I think cinnamon. It's so delicious, especially this time of year. It's a great flavor for fall. Sweater weather. So go to Mudwater, MUDWTR.com/sharptongue and put in code sharptongue at checkout. You can get 15% off. I hope it helps you, Diego. Coffee also makes me like, whew, poop like a water buffalo. And that's just not cute. Unky Brian says, I have a rash on my Venezuela. Will 2% milk help? Unky Brian always asks like ratchet questions. But I would think milk would help with a rash. You'd have to ask an Amish person because I bet they have a lot of like homeopathic cures for stuff since they don't necessarily adhere to modern technology, which I'm sure bleeds into medicine. Unless shit's really going down on the farm. I would imagine they're like, all right, give us the pen, give us the epidural, give us the whatever you have, all of the medicines. Like if shit is really going down, you can only churn butter for so long, you know? But then again, tradition's tradition. Who am I to tell an Amish person not to get, you know, shot up with an EpiPen? Maybe they just, you know, maybe they've got, you know what? They're doing drugs. They've got some good shit. We should probably go to them and get some drugs. I know what's going down. At Megan Perea, how to get rid of pain after a TBI, jaw, neck, and head pains 2 years in. Listen, Megan, listen to me. You should really, and I'm not just saying this because I just talked to him, but I'm also saying this because I just talked to him. Hit up Dr. Amen. He is a psychiatrist who also deals with the physical brain. He is doing brain scans and he's helping people with actual physical injuries that are causing mental symptoms that are showing up as mental illnesses. I'm not saying you have mental illness, but it sounds like you need a brain scan. If you have a TBI and you're having, you know, pain from that, actual physical pain, you need to go to a legitimate doctor and a doctor that can look at your brain and see where the actual source of your pain is coming from so you can be relieved. Girl, 2020 is painful for me and I don't even have a TBI. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get rid of that pain, girl. You got to get rid of it. Hit him up. Tell him I sent you. And 2 years in pain is way too much. I see your photo. You're a young girl. Please go to him. I'm sure he could help you. If not, he knows somebody who can help because he's been in psychiatry for 40 plus years. He's done over 100,000 scans of brains. And I feel confident that he'd be able to help you along your painful journey. Maybe some butt sex would help. Tim Fresh One says, can we be friends? Hell yeah. We can be friends. You got some snacks? That's the prerequisite to be my friend. Snacks, loyalty. Also, you know, you have to have a certain level of, you have to be candid. You have to respect my privacy. And you have to bring blunts. And also, give me my space. So if you can do all those things, we can absolutely be friends. Just don't be creepy or kill me. Jimmy Pakapow. Pekapo, Jimmy Pakakapa, Jimmy Pakapa, Kakapakipa, Jimmy Pack-a-bag. I'm horny for your bare butt and feet on OnlyFans. Ugh, Jimmy pack your bags, seriously, but I might show my feet on OnlyFans. Okay, oh good booty dirty, says God bless. Thank you, God bless you, cheers. Elise Gee. Oh, Elise Gee. Elsie Gee. Oh, what's up, girl? Jesse, thanks for recommending mud water. Helps me stay alert and sharp. No anxiety. Yes. See? What was your name? San Diego? Diego. San Diego means whale's vagina. My girl, Elsie Gee, is telling you that it helps her stay alert and sharp. That's the other thing it actually does. Adaptogens really do sort of make you feel alert and focused without that like jittery thing that coffee does. So again, check out mudwater.com. I'm glad it's working for you. I'm happy. It works for me. So that's, you guys know I don't like to hawk a lot of products, only shit that I actually have sort of implemented into my actual regimen. So I'm glad that you are finding that it works for you. Cheap says no ask. Wanted to say thank you for posting about mental awareness. We need it. I couldn't agree more. And one of the things that was enlightening about my conversation with Doc Ammon, which was the previous episode, you have to listen to it, is the percentage of mental illnesses, mental health issues, as Dr. Ammon prefers to refer to them to, because he thinks mental illness has such a negative stigma on it. He says that a majority of mental health issues can be attributed to physical damage on the brain. TBIs, things that are caught in CTEs and, you know, tumors and actual physical injuries on the brain can have symptoms that appear as mental illness and mental health issues. So that's why it's so important to know what's going on with your physical brain so that you can deal with the emotional aspect of it. So I'm happy to spread the word. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting my brain scanned and seeing if there's a reason why I have such ADD. Maybe my sister really did throw me down a flight of fucking stairs when I was a kid. She did throw me into a windowsill once and I have a scar. I have a great smile, but I think it's this side. My sister threw me into a windowsill and I bit the window frame and it cut my lip open. I think that's why I have bad focus problems now. And I'm going to ask Dr. Ammon about it. And if it's right, I'm gonna have to shoot my sister. Foos Goalie, please just prescribe me something that will make the world go away. Okay, let's address this. Let's unpack it and address it. I can't make the world go away. You could smoke a fat blunt. Let's be real. But isn't a little bit of struggle kind of fun? If it were all easy, wouldn't that be a little boring? Like if we had it made all the time, wouldn't that just get like annoying? I would be sick of it. I like a little bit of a challenge. I'm sure a lot of you are like, bitch, this bitch right now needs to shut the fuck up. And this is coming from me, you guys. I have been going through this past month from the day I found out my mom was not doing well, like the day after my birthday, I found out my mom wasn't doing well. okay? And my mom's health was so all-encompassing that my sister and I completely forgot about my father's birthday on September 30th. That was my father's birthday, and we just didn't celebrate it because our mom was here, and then we weren't sure if we were going to see her, and that, you know, we just totally forgot about my dad's birthday. We're like, fuck it. Dad, he's dead, but his birthday was here, but we forgot. And then my father's death anniversary was October 29th. Totally forgot about that. So, like, all these things have been going on, and I even still, even though it's exhausting, and I have honestly felt, like you guys know, I've told you, I haven't had the energy in my emotional, creative well to do anything. That's the hardest part, is I just want to be able to create and be consistent for my fan base, that it's been hard for me to find energy to do that. And I can't imagine what you guys are going through. But for you to tell me to prescribe you something that'll make the world go away makes me concerned for you. Because you don't really want the world to go away. You want the pain to go away. And if you want the pain to go away, you don't deserve the joy. And I don't mean that in a harsh way. I just mean that in a perspective aspect. Like, the gains come from the pains. And I'm not trying to be some, like, budget Dr. Seuss. Stay in your lanes, because pains come from gains. I'm being real. I enjoy a little bit of tear to see results. It's why I like to work out. I'm that weirdo. But fuck if it hasn't been a lot this year. So foosgoalie, I get it. It's been a lot. We all kind of want the pain to go away. And the way to make the pain go away is to go through the pain. You literally have to sit in the pain. You have to let the pain break you down. You have to let the pain just make you ugly and angry and lose your shit. You have to let the pain destroy you. Because the only creation comes out of destruction. It's the only way creation happens. Look at when they demolish buildings, they build something new. Relationships, they break up and then you become a different person than you're with somebody new. The only way through personal growth is to break down that old person. That's why they call it growing pains. It's painful. You're losing parts of yourself so that you can be introduced to newer parts of you. So you can give birth to the new you. So no, I'm not going to let you make the world go away. I'm sorry, foosgoalie. 100% no. 1,000% no. You know, you're sounding like a meth head. Those are people who want the world and the pain to go away. Pain's not for everybody. It's not. It's not an easy game. It's fucking difficult. I have been in many a fetal position, in many Marshall's fitting rooms. I will tell you, pain is real. But I have worried less about what I look like when I'm going through pain. I have taken time to take care of myself when I'm going through pain. I've learned how to give myself boundaries and to give my friends and family boundaries so that I can deal with the pain accordingly. Pain is your ticket to freedom. Pain is your ticket to personal growth. Pain is liberation. Experiencing pain and processing pain is liberation. Because you acquire all this experience and you acquire information that you can share with other people, like what I'm doing now. I'm here to tell you that I have been through a lot of fucking pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, financial pain, every type of pain, like asshole pain. You know when you get those sharp pains in your ass and you gotta like clench your asshole together? What are those pains? What are those pains? I can't stay. They're like, oh, it feels like you sat on a knife right in your asshole. I've been through so many of those pains. Maybe that's one pain I can do without. But in general, pain is the most necessary, natural part of life. I mean, look at women giving birth. The very creation of life, the very introduction of life, causes the most painful event a woman will experience, but it's the most beautiful. And therein lies the whole of our existence. that the only way we can really break through is to experience and cause some pain. So I think we all have to learn how to manage our pain a little bit better. And I think the way to manage it better is to sit in it longer, to not make it go away, to pull up a chair, to serve it a drink, and to say, well, what the fuck are you doing here? And what can I learn from you? That's right. Have a conversation with your pain. Be like, hey, where the fuck did you come from? Tell me stories. What have you seen? How can I tell me ways that I can survive? Every time pain shows up, you should pull out a chair and serve it a drink and see what you can learn from it. I didn't realize I had smashed the microphone down. But you really should make pain a friend. Make it a friend. Figure out how to learn from it. We all have pain. And that's the one thing we need to realize about our brothers and sisters. It's another quote. Everyone you meet is experiencing a battle you can't see. Everyone is going through pain. It should unify us. It truly should be the one thing that makes you endeared to a stranger, that makes you have some empathy for someone's experience. Maybe I'm too much of a hippie. Maybe I've smoked too much weed. You know, maybe this wine's in my blood right now. It's running through my veins. But honestly, I think pain is the ticket to freedom. And for me, pain has gifted me with more empathy than I know what to do with. And I'm at that place in my life where my cup is almost full, and not in a bad way. It's full of gratitude and empathy, and I'm able to share it with others. I'm able to see people coming from pain, and instead of me being reactive, I'm more curious and I'm patient. Except for motherfuckers on the highway. They drive way too slow. Like, hurry up. Marshall's has a sale. Can you hurry up, Grandma? But for the most part, for the rest of the bitches, I'm patient. Pain is the key. Pain is the key. It holds the key to your freedom. And how you manage it is truly telling of how you're going to go through this life. I realize this isn't for everybody. A lot of people have, you know, it's not so black and white. I know people have their own individual struggles that makes it very difficult for them to deal with things like this. But for the majority of us, this is something we can't make excuses for anymore. We got to find a way through this shit. You know, I had to film a show for Netflix and my mother became ill. And I had to leave set. And I left set not knowing if I would have a job to come back to. Even though they told me I would. Netflix was the most supportive. I've talked about this before. They literally were the most supportive company I've ever worked for. And I'm forever indebted to them for that. I say I didn't know if I had a job to come home to because I didn't know what I was going to find when I got to my mom. I didn't know what situation she was going to be in and what state she was going to be in. And if I was going to be able to emotionally leave her, I don't know if I was going to be able to go back. Not that I didn't have a job to go to. I don't know if I'd be able to go back to the job. I don't know if I had the strength to do that. And I did. And it was fucking hard. But I knew I had to. I knew I had to go back. I knew I had to go back and finish the gig, as painful as it was. But I used that pain. I have learned through all of the trials and tribulations that I've been through all of the hardships that I've experienced. And I've experienced a lot of hardships at a very young age. If you've listened to the Honeydew podcast, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of sexual assault, a lot of sexual trauma as a young girl. So I'm not impervious to pain. So maybe I'm a good candidate to deal with it and process it, but it could have gone the other way. You know, not every stripper was sexually assaulted, but I'd say a lot of them are. And if I'm wrong, hit me up. I'll have you on the podcast. I'd love to meet a stripper with a healthy background, and that's not me challenging it. It's just genuinely, I would love to meet a stripper who knows her dad, whose dad supports her career. I'm being for real. I want to talk to you and your fucking dad. How's Tony? Is he single? I'll be your new mom. But I'm not impervious to pain. Maybe I'm set up to deal with it. Maybe my calling is, because of all of the pain I've experienced, is to share my knowledge of what it's done to me and how it's made me feel and how I've been able to keep going. And the best way is through. The only way is through the pain. You hear me, sir? Foosgoalie. The world's not going to go away. We will. And that's what should keep you going. The fact that you know that you will go away one day. But for now, you're here. What are you going to do with it? Somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. Somebody else needs you. We all can save a life. Somebody needs you. Is this too much of a hippie conversation for you? Do you want me to do UFC commentary? I love you, Joe. I miss you so much, Rogan. I think it's just a matter of us walking and sitting in our pain and looking it right in the eye and pouring it a glass and learning from it. And I hope you guys are able to do that through Dr. Peluso. Don't forget, send your submissions. There's probably still some time with this podcast when it airs for you to get some questions answered every Monday. For the most part, unless I'm going through personal turmoil, there's only been a couple times where I haven't been able to post, but every Monday on my Instagram story, you have the opportunity to get live, well, semi-live Dr. Peluso advice on my Instagram story, and then the overflow will come onto the podcast. And make sure you guys please like and subscribe my YouTube page, Jessie Mae Peluso, on YouTube.com. Also, don't forget about the Patreon club we mentioned. Check out Mudwater, mudwater.com, MUDWTR.com/sharptongue. Get that 15% off with that code, the promo code sharptongue. Try it. I guarantee you're going to love it. It honestly helps me from sitting at night in a fetal position worrying about the world folding in on me and me sharding myself in public, which, you know, it's happened, but it's a nightmare of mine. Check it out. It's a great product. I use it daily. And also, don't forget to be kind. It's free. It is free. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for your support each and every week. I love you. Love yourselves. Pour your pain a little glass of something. Tequila? Make me choose between red wine and a blunt. Well, I'm going to choose between red wine and blunt. I'm going to have both.